Helen Shiel on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Whether you're Aboriginal or non-Aboriginal, you've possibly been hearing Palawakani, the Tasmanian Aboriginal language, more and more in the wider community in recent times through dual naming of places or TV, like Little J and Big Cuz, and through music like Denny's. Well, now a new picture book is out, and it's in both English and Palawakani, with a pronunciation guide and a glossary at the back. It's called Mawinina Country, by Palawa and Wiradjuri woman Luana Towney, out through Pakenham man Caleb Nichols-Mansell's Black Space Creative. For anyone who doesn't know, Luana, who are the Mawinina people?
The Mawinina people were the Tasmanian Aboriginal people that lived in Nipaluna, which is also now known as Hobart.
And what's the story you tell about them in Mawinina Country, your book?
So Mawinina Country is a history lesson about the first contact between the Mawinina people of Nipaluna and the white invaders that came with the colonisers.
And how did you come to write a picture book about it?
I was selected for a program called Nayapi Niakara, which was for a Tasmanian Aboriginal person to do a public art installation. And so my project was a walking story. So there was five panels down the Hobart Rivulet, and each panel told a little bit of a story about the first contact in Nipaluna. And after the successful launch of that project, we decided to turn it into a picture book using the drawings that my daughter Jemaya Summers drew on the panels at the Hobart Rivulet.
Yeah, I like the illustrator you recruited. How old was she when she did these drawings?
Jemaya would have been about 9 or 10 when she did the drawings. Yeah, she's very talented. I'm very lucky.
And Caleb, what did your role become as Black Space Creative?
Initially, it was kind of a two-hat role. So I was there as Black Space Creative in the first instance. That was the entity that I was kind of operating under. And then as the community and others have seen, I've kind of developed, as a lot of our artists in community have, a bit of a reputation as a visual artist or an artist in my own sense. So I was engaged as Black Space Creative to come on and provide some graphic design support for Luana. Jemaya had created these gorgeous illustrations that were super, super precious, but we needed to capture them, and we needed to capture them digitally so that they could then be laser engraved into the timber, which we were using to line the Hobart Rivulet. Mm-hmm. So that's where I become involved in the project. I basically digitalized all of Jemaya's artworks, just recreated them on my iPad, and turned them into beautiful digital graphics that were able to be laser engraved. And then as Luana said, the project was so successful, there were conversations post-project about how do we kind of keep the success of this continuing, and the idea of turning it into a book that was accessible through, you know, schools, businesses and local community groups seemed like a really obvious answer. So then in that instance, I became involved in my own capacity as a graphic designer and artist, and designed the layout of the book and assisted in putting the book together for print.
Luana, do you know, is this the first time a dual language English and Palawakani resource like this book has been made available to the wider community?
I'm unsure, but I think it may be.
If it's not the first, it's one of the first.
It's definitely one of the first. And we did spend a lot of time with the Palawakani Language Program at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, who guided us along the way with our writing and our spelling and our pronunciation and our correct word order. And we're really lucky that they were a part of the project, so we can say confidently that this is a Palawakani and English storybook.
And Kayla, where are the proceeds going?
The proceeds, Luana and I are really, really proud to actually let everyone know that we've made the decision to split the proceeds evenly in between the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre's language program team. So half of the profits will go to the language team to continue the hard work and their commitment to reviving and rebuilding our language. And the other half will be donated to a national program, which is the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. They do incredible work at the national level, ensuring that First Nations mob all over the country have access to books and are able to raise their literacy levels. And that was really important to Luana when we were kind of, you know, talking about where would the proceeds of this book go.
Luana, what does it mean to you to be sharing this knowledge and language with the wider community and to have it in print for your own community too?
Oh, I'm really proud to be able to firstly have this book done with me and my daughter. That's really special in its own right. But then to be able to share our culture and our language and our history with the wider community in a family-friendly way that I hope everyone can love and respect and understand is really, really important. And to be able to share our language and our history is really special.
Yeah, I would have to echo what Luana said. I think for me, the significance of working on this project was really being able to, I suppose, piggyback or get a gaze in on the relationship between Luana and her daughter. It was a really precious experience and process. But more importantly, I suppose, the opportunity to share our language. As anyone that's followed what I do and what Black Space does in our community, we're keen to share our language, we're keen to share our history, and we're keen to bring other people on board to come and learn and be part of that journey. So I think, you know, I've always been keen on any project that kind of has that intended outcome, and this was just one of them. And yeah, I'm really grateful to have been included.